I've already been told that her Christian name is not as you would expect it to be pronounced, and that's why I would never get it right. So, first of all, good afternoon, whoever you are.
Hello, Robin. Thanks for having me.
Tell us your first name.
My first name's Kalyin.
Kalyin.
Yes.
That'll do nicely. Okay, and you're in because this is the anniversary of the reopening of the tropical ravine, which underwent major surgery.
It did. Yes, it did. A complete transformation.
I mean, how bad really was it? I remember you looked at the glass above, and was it, wouldn't have been precarious because you wouldn't allow people in, but was it at the stage where if you didn't do it, it could have been a disaster?
Absolutely, yes. We did have to close it because we did have to stop letting people in. So the refurbishment came at exactly the right time, and thank goodness it's finished now and we can all enjoy it.
So when did you become part of this project?
About 3 years ago, yeah. I came on board 2 years before the refurbishment was completed. Fortunately, and I feel very, very privileged to have seen the whole refurbishment and seen all of the details and seen inside while it was being done.
How about the plants that were there? What happened to them? They obviously didn't have this climate to survive in.
Really great story on the plants, actually. Some of the plants actually had to stay in situ. So we built them their own little houses. When I say little, they weren't little. Some of them, I joke about, were bigger than my house.
Okay.
So we built timber frames around them with horticultural polythene, their own horticultural lights and their own heating. And they had butlers, the gardeners, to feed them every day.
You can't just open a door and go in. I'm going to get a little bit technical. Were there zips? Was there a way that you had to unwrap them each time that they wanted fetch? So that would be even more problematic.
Almost, yes, because we excavated as well inside the ravine. So the ground level was brought down lower. So the gardeners had to access through ladders. And then there was weighted flaps on the houses of the plants. And the gardeners had to kind of squeeze their way through with hoses. And make sure everything was okay.
Yeah. So we'll go back to the very start. But this was planned well in advance. There's a firm of architects comes in, does the whole thing. Were there any surprises difficulties, but was it as a more complicated task than had been thought?
I think everyone will admit it was very complex and it didn't come without its issues. But we all really worked very closely as a team. Hallblack Douglas were the architects on the project, and obviously our funding came through the National Lottery Heritage Fund, very, very, very kindly awarded to us. And I should point out the Friends of Botanic Garden Fund raised £20,000 towards the project as well.
I didn't know there was a group called that.
Yep, indeed. And if anybody wants to be a member, they are a wonderful group to be a part of. They do so much work in the gardens.
Yeah, the gardens themselves, it's a great place to walk. It's very well laid out. There's everything from the roses in the right time of the year to the palm house, mm-hmm. The central area. Now, I think it used to be for ball games, but I don't think that's allowed
anymore.
No ball games
allowed.
Okay. Health and safety comes in everywhere.
Absolutely.
The tropical ravine sits in a very good position because on one side you have the Ulster Museum,
yes,
which is all about history, and you're really, in a way, some of your plants are a bit about history as well because they're very old.
We have plants we've dated back to the early 1900s, late 1800s, like our cycads. Some of them we believe to be over 250 years old, and they've been there since the building was established.
Is a cycad something from a desert? No, they're it's a succulent type thing, no?
Yeah, the temperate and tropical zones. I like to call them our dinosaur plants. I like to tell the children there are dinosaur plants because they are plants that they're known as living fossil plants. Now, somebody might correct me on that, but they're really a plant that hasn't changed since the Jurassic period. They're fascinating plants, and the kids love them, and adults alike. So we've done lots of workshops on cycads, especially for the Dippy on tour in the Ulster Museum.
And Dippy's still there?
He's not there now, but we did lots of workshops when he was there.
What we haven't really talked about is the age ranges. I assume you're catering for everyone.
We are, and it was always our remit to make sure, you know, it was 0 to 100 or 105 now, as the case may be. And there is really something for everyone there, yes, in the building and in the programming.
And people who are able-bodied and otherwise.
Absolutely. One of the great things that we had installed was an elevator, a lift, bringing you up to the first floor. And also our walkways were widened, and people may not have noticed that, but before the walkways were so narrow and it was a one-way in, one-way out system. And now people can stand around, come in groups, and that happens with our tours as well. We could have 20 people in a group, some in wheelchairs, some in crutches, and some with prams, and we can have 20 people walk through the walkways. So it's fantastic.
So, I mean, everyone can go because it's at no cost. So therefore, and you don't have to book, the doors are open. But if you, there are special tours that you take around that you do need to book for.
We do tours 5 days a week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday and Sunday. If you check out our website, they are free of charge and they are a great opportunity to see the building, hear the heritage of the Palm House Gardens and the Tropical Ravine, and also you get sneaky access down to the Tropical Zone, which obviously there was no access to before the restoration.
So, I want to talk all about the different bits and pieces. This is year-round, it doesn't change, the atmosphere is the same, controlling it must be quite an art. I'm sure there's computers in there somewhere.
Oh yes, somewhere hidden away. I don't go near them.
Yeah, and for the people mainly listen to this station, they're all well catered for.
Absolutely.
So what would you, okay, if you had to sell the Tropical Ravine, to tell me what is inside it, what the sort of magic is.
Ooh.
Is it too much to talk about?
No, not at all. Do you have half an hour?
Okay.
It's a very, very special place. I mean, there's no other place like it in Northern Ireland at all. And it is the only sunken ravine in Europe. The climate and the atmosphere in both zones, the temperate zone and the tropical zone, are so dramatically different. And then we have all of our interpretation and interactives that kind of just are prickled around the place now that people can really engage with and learn about the heritage and the conservation. Very exciting and engaging place now to be.
Now, for the uneducated, the tropical zone is the one that's damper.
Yes.
And the temperate zone is the one that is drier.
Tropical's hotter as well. A lot hotter, yes.
Okay. Working there, you were sort of telling me beforehand, it's not an easy task because, I mean, it's bad enough on a wonderful summer's day for people to have to go out and all with clothes on and all their gear and do it. That is quite a task. The guys that work there must be very dedicated to this.
We know how to dress now. In the beginning, maybe we wore too many layers, but now we know to dress loose and just to accept the fact that you're going to be very hot, very sweaty. And once you do that, it is an absolute pleasure to be in. And people really either love the heat and could stay there for a long time, and sometimes people need to leave. And that's fine as well. And we encourage everyone to bring water.
I was built to be inside with an umbrella.
Okay.
For various reasons, if there were cameras on me, it would be very obvious what I'm talking about. But I think the warmest I've ever been was 40 degrees when it was August in Hanoi.
Wow.
And you're okay when you're walking. When you stand still, everything starts to fall to pieces.
Same as the ravine sometimes.
Keep moving. Okay, people want to go along. They want to find out more about it.
Yes.
Tell us the method.
Well, the best thing to do is check our website, and that's Belfast City Council's website. So that's belfastcity.gov.uk to find out what's happening in Botanic Gardens. And if you want to find out specifically what's happening in the Tropical Ravine, it's the same address again, belfastcity.gov.uk/Tropical Ravine. And we have a lot of things happening through the summer, including tropical park life that takes place once a month, Look Closer, our macro botanical art and digital workshops, our tours 5 days a week, and Botanic Goes Jurassic, which is our Lord Mayor's Fun Day on the 11th of May. And that's going to be a really, really fun day.
So we'll see you dressed up as a dinosaur?
Possibly. You'll not know it's me.
No, of course not. I think I feel sorry for the people that have to do that walk around and just the two little slots for the eyes to see
absolutely.
Out.
Oh, absolutely.
So, belfastcity.gov.uk/tropical ravine
yes.
is the place to go for all the information. You've sold it very well.
Brilliant.
And Callin.
Yes, that is me.
See, the last time I'm going to say it, and I got it right. Thank you for coming in, and I hope that everybody else that works there is, or even who goes there, is as enthusiastic as you are about the whole place.
Thanks very much, Robin.
Okay, bye.